until Bartimaeus cries, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me," the only others in Mark's gospel who have called Jesus by any title that recognizes him as Messiah have been demons. Even the men and women who've journeyed with Jesus have not seen clearly enough to realize who he is. The Gospels don't hesitate to put us followers of Jesus in a bad light. We, represented by the disciples, can be so dense that we miss something that evil demons know and that even a blind man can see. That is, that Jesus is the presence of the reign of God among us. Bartimaeus cries out without fear, unlike the demons. Instead, he cries out in hope and faith. Perhaps until the time comes that we really need him, we will never see him as he really is. Sitting on the side of the road, hoping for some charity that would help him stay alive, Bartimaeus knew he needed help, real help. His concerns were worth bringing to the Lord. When Bartimaeus throws off his cloak and jumps up to meet Jesus, the Lord asks him a simple question. "What do you want me to do for you?" It's the same question we heard him ask James and John last week. They gave the wrong answer. They asked for prestige, something no one really needs. Bartimaeus gives the right answer. "I want to see." That's something we all need, to really see. But what is it we must see? Strangely enough, I am blind about my needs. I think there are many things I need, but do I really need them? Or do I need them as much as I think I do? Jesus offers something that cannot be seen with eyes blinded by the offerings and enticements of this world. He offers the reign of God. There are times in my life when I realize my true need. Usually, such times come when I am fearful or in pain. Death is an obvious eye-opener. So are the cousins of death, the events that threaten what we think we need in this life. When we must face their loss, we realize how much we need the power of God. Then we can cry out to Jesus, "Son of David, Savior, have pity on me." We finally see as well as Bartimaeus. Then an interesting thing happens. When Bartimaeus, after having declared who Jesus really is, asks to be given his sight, Jesus does nothing. He merely declares that Bartimaeus' faith has healed him already. The blind man saying he wanted to see was all it took for him to really see. When he called Jesus Son of David, he was already seeing. The healing of his eyes was a symbol of the true sight, the true insight that Bartimaeus already possessed. That's very comforting to me, truly good news. It's enough for me to turn to the Lord and call out in my pain, confusion, and doubt. I don't need great understanding or even a faith that is alive and lively at all times. I can spend my life at the side of the road wondering and hoping. As soon as I call, the Lord is there with me. Bartimaeus has an interesting response to his healing. He apparently disobeys the Lord. Jesus tells him, "Be on your way." Instead, Mark tells us, immediately he received his sight and started to follow him up the road. From now on, the way of Jesus is also the way of Bartimaeus. Once he's recognized Jesus, once we've recognized Jesus, the only way is his way. We follow him to the cross and beyond to everlasting life.
Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.